Okay.
Wow.
The dress she wore to homecoming pictures was so pretty on you. Like,
thank
I commented
you.
On your social. That, I mean, was it poop
thank
brown?
You.
I don't know
it
what
was
it was.
Poop brown.
It was the
chocolate brown.
Best color maybe? On you. You. Is that in your color wheel?
I think it is. I have my little palette here.
Let me see. Let's look at your palette.
Well, yeah, I
it
think
was
it's
striking
on here.
With your hair. Oh,
thank you.
I loved it.
I rented it. There it is.
Yes,
it has two
totally.
Dots on it, which means it's one of my wow colors.
Wait, what are you again?
Spring. It's surprising that brown would be spring, but it
I'm
is.
I'm spring too, right?
So you can, I don't know. Maybe poop doesn't look good on you.
things you gotta figure out.
No, I got it from Newly, and I always look at the reviews, and it was one of those dresses that everyone said, love this dress, got so many compliments. And I wasn't sure because it kind of hangs like a knit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's going to be too form-fitting.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel awkward. And no, it was thick enough.
It
I felt
good.
Great. I felt great at my homecoming.
At your homecoming
there was picture. Like, I mean, maybe I'll talk about it in Super Trackers. Maybe I won't. It did feel a little bit like we were still in high school. There was a little mom drama. So
Oh, yeah.
I did feel like, man, maybe I am at my own homecoming in the after party. Mom drama, girl drama, mean girls. Anyway,
well,
it's tricky.
I love
people are tricky.
It.
People be peopling all day long.
People
you know?
Be peopling. Why is Newly not a sponsor? It sounded literally like we started an ad. It was.
I
not
would
an ad.
Say I love Newly so much. They should sponsor. This is Newly, my sweater.
It's so cute.
And the tag was still on it, which feels like you're winning. It said $148
for the what? Do we know what brand?
I
bought a Free People sweater the other day that was like. 100. Pilcro.
Yeah, that's an Anthro brand. You
oh,
know.
It is. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, it's real cute.
Yeah. You just pay $100 a month and you get 6 items delivered to your door. Created my own ad copy.
That was awesome.
Okay.
What's going on? You've been busy, girl.
Okay. Here's the story, Morning Glory. So much has happened that my notes on my phone, I just kept keeping track because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to talk about this and sidetrack and this and this and this.
Me too. And it does make you an observer of life because,
or
I'll come sit down and be like, I don't know, nothing's happened the last 2 weeks. But if I look at my phone, I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yes. Write it down. So Bruce and I went to Tennessee to visit Quade, go Vols, and it
did they
started.
Win? Did they win?
They
that
did. Yeah. And we were there and it was awesome.
Fun.
But the keeping notes started at the airport going through security. That's where I started keeping
notes. That's security.
Notes.
When it starts there, you know.
That's when I know. I was like, okay, here we
did
go.
Did they touch your unmentionables?
Thankfully, I did not get a crotch highlighted section through and get stopped. Bruce actually got stopped, which was so sad because he was incredibly kind in two ways. One, he stuck with me. He's TSA approved. He could have gone straight on through.
Mike would have been like, I'll see you on the flip side. But now Mike made me get TSA because he doesn't like to feel bad anymore.
Yeah, I need to get TSA because he was so
Let's
sweet to stay with me. Even when he got stopped, the people were like, and you're TSA, why didn't you go? Anyway, he gets stopped. They have to do the whole open the suitcase thing.
Oh, gosh.
For his apparent bomb, which was actually, he was being kind again to bring Quade his coffee Yeti that he'd left that was like, personalized.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a graduation gift. He loves it. And his toothbrush charger.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Bruce had, in an efficient way, packed it with the toothbrush charger inside the Yeti. So it straight
did
up
look
looked
like a bomb. Yeah. Okay.
And I'd bought this thing of toothpaste. So that there was this solid, giant thing of toothpaste for anyway. So poor Bruce got stopped right away. And I'm thinking, you'd think we'd have this figured out by now. Like
I know.
Security
yeah.
by now.
Were we still, I think it varies on airports, but did you, are shoes
yeah,
on or off?
Shoes on, unless you get stopped and then Bruce had to take off his shoes. Because I was like, Bruce, you don't have to take your shoes off anymore. He goes, oh no, I did because I had to go back through the line.
Have you?
And take his belt off. He was so used to just TSA.
Yeah,
like,
you just go through.
And he got stopped. He's like, sir, you need to take your belt off. It was like so clunky for him and I felt terrible and it was all because he stayed with me and the bomb. Yeah.
Well, when Mike wanted me to get TSA, I was like, I'm going to do it simply because of the shoe thing, because I forget every time in the summer and I'm like in flip flops or in like whatever
sore.
Shoes with
Ugh.
No socks. And I'm like, gag a mag.
Yeah.
Walking
disgusting.
Through there with my bare feet.
Yeah. No more.
No, I, No more. We will never forget. We will never forget how it used to be. It's terrible.
Never forget. No, so now you don't have to take your shoes off.
Okay, well, that's okay. Yeah. So, well, he got through. Did he get through with all the items?
He did. They didn't confiscate anything. They realized, wow, this is silly.
Okay.
And now Quaid has a fully functioning toothbrush with lots of power behind it. Oh. And then one thing, I think I'm going to skip to my second night in Tennessee. I had a great night's sleep. And I had an amazing dream. And it was a dream where we were like in an inauguration. I was at an inauguration and Oprah was there.
Oh.
And Oprah was like, come on up here. Yes, get a picture with us. Of course. So I'm totally, and I make a joke and she thinks I'm hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then we're hanging mm-hmm. out and we're walking down a hallway and she like is looking out a window over a bunch of people and she kind of pushes on it and she ends up, she's on a chair in the window swinging out over all the people and I'm helping her bring the window back.
It's got weird.
I know you love hearing about dreams, so I thought I'd share
really
this.
On my list of things. I'm like, please tell me your weird dreams.
But here's what was funny is in the dream, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Cynthia is not going to believe this happened to me. I cannot wait to talk about this on Sidetracked.
We might have a problem if our dreams include Sidetracked content.
And meeting Oprah, because we talked about her in the last Super Tracker. Anyway.
Did you tell her?
I did not meet her.
I have a book coming out and that I would love for her to read it.
Would you please endorse Cynthia's book?
Not even that. Will you just read it and have me on your thing?
Have me on the show.
Oh my gosh.
I literally thought that is ridiculous. And here's the ultimate punchline. As a parent, we did leave our children at home without other adults here.
Okay. Remind everybody the ages of who was left
at home. So I have a full adult at home. 18-year-old at home.
Okay.
16-year-old at home. Mm-hmm. 13-and-a-half-year-old at home. They usually, most weekends, are home.
Yeah.
Like sitting on the couch, you know.
No, they had something every second, didn't they?
Well, no, but.
16, I forgot. He's driving.
He can drive. So Friday, 16-year-old, home from school, sick. So my rule was, you can't go out tonight. Usually he'll go pick up his friend from church and they'll drive around.
No, you're sick. You have to be sick.
That's the rule. Yeah, you miss. So I am with Quaid and his girlfriend and Bruce, and we've gone out to dinner. Now we're in Knoxville. Like, so many parents and kids are there. You know the vibe. Like, just tons of people. We're at this patio, like, crammed in with all these people. My phone rings.
Uh-oh.
I think it was 10 p.m. in Knoxville, maybe 9 there. I don't know. It is the 16-year-old. I can barely hear him. I have very bad connection. I try to go out away from people. Turns out he was trying to pull the car out of the garage.
Mm.
He said the garage broke and didn't open all the way. And I'm thinking, well, I thought a lot of things. But one I thought of was like, why with our Sidetrack show does something happen to you and then something happens to me?
did the lever on top pull and fall out of the car?
I honestly don't know how it broke.
JB would be like, bro, been there, done that.
Accidents happen. All I know is the last panel was still down and he hit it with the car hard enough to pop it out, the wheels off the track and dent it. $2,300 later.
For the garage door, not even the car.
The car was fine.
Oh, no.
Which is great. But he's calling me and I'm trying to like figure out what's going on. And I'm like, can you FaceTime me? Can I see it? Is it fixable?
You're a good mom.
Oh, yeah. Where was he going is a really great question. He told me at that time he was going to go get gas for the car.
Mine would have been like, I was going to a prayer time at church. Like, no, don't even on a Friday night.
Like, why are you needing at 9 p.m. to go get gas? Just get it next time you go out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out he was going to go pick up his friend from church.
Oh, no.
So he got caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. But
there's a bigger story here. I texted my 18-year-old. I said, hey, could you just head back home, check out the garage door, FaceTime me. He FaceTimes me. It's not fixable. It's not fixable. The whole thing's detached from the garage. I'm like, we can't even roll this down. This is just going to have to stay like this for the weekend. And
Heather lives in the city, y'all.
I live in the city.
I live in the suburbs.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. But yeah, I live in the city. And then he says, Mom, why are there 10 pizzas here?
What? What's going on?
What is happening? When the cat's away. Turns out some rando on Snapchat reached out to my 16-year-old, then like was cussing at him.
Oh, Like someone he doesn't know.
Someone he wasn't sure. Do I know this person? They created a fake account. That's okay. why he's kept mm-hmm. interacting with them. He's trying to figure out how do I know this person? Are they just trying to be funny? Started saying, giving death threats.
Oh my God.
Said, I know where you live. I'm going to be there in a minute. And a minute later, 10 pizzas showed up at our house from Papa John's. Not cheap pizzas.
Wait, but who paid for them?
This is the exact point. I think the kid thought, I'll make them pay for it. But the driver just dropped them off and didn't take payment because most people pay online.
But I would have pooped my pants and not opened the door if they're like, I'll be there in 1 minute. I know where you live. Yeah. And I'd be like, you think Bruce has got a bomb? I don't know what's in those pieces.
So I didn't know, like, what's the timing with the trying to leave in the garage and the person who's snapping? Like, maybe he was scared and he was leaving. And then I'm like, were you going to leave your 13-year-old brother here alone?
Each man anyway, for himself.
I think that, I don't know the timing, y'all. Just so pray for scared? Me. I'm just tired. I'm tired. Yeah.
That's three boys right there.
That is three. This is why we're going to have, I don't know. You want to come stay with them next time?
Yeah, maybe. I think I should. I mean, I'm so on top of my game. I'd be like, guys, here's the deal.
Some mace.
I'm going to need to go to bed at 8:30 and there's pepper spray over here and just ask JB and he'll tell you how it works. Because I ran into someone, I don't remember, someone somewhere that I don't know, but was asked about Sidetrack and was like, hey, oh, I had JB and there was like, is this the mace, the pepper spray kid? And I was like, yes. And somebody else DM'd it. I put a picture of him.
He needs a shirt that says the pepper spray kid.
The pepper spray kid.
Bless his heart.
I know. And I got a DM too. I think I put a picture of him on my social and someone's like, is that him?
I'm that's
like,
yeah. him. He's so precious. He's so sweet. He's something. He meant well. Well, I've got another story that's related to Snapchat that I will share with Super Trackers.
Okay.
But y'all, just pray for me. This is chaos. I'm just trying to have a weekend away with one of my kids and be a good mom there. And, uh-huh. and we did have the best time. It was the best time. And the weather, aww. I'm telling you what. I love fall.
I do too. I mean, we don't have it in Dallas, but I've heard.
It just started, I think.
It actually did. It came through for 14 hours.
For a week.
And Heather pulled out a sweater and I wore jeans. And then tomorrow I'll go ahead and grab the flip-flops again.
That's great.
You know, and I get to this point in this season. Is anybody with me on this? That I'm just not going to do anymore with my toes. My toenails.
Oh my gosh. Look how bad mine are. Oh, isn't that disgusting? That's disgusting.
Truly. I'm sorry I brought it up. Now that I've gotten a glimpse of what's going on down there. I just am like, no. I won't anymore because it's late October. Yeah. But the thing is I'm still wearing shoes that reveal the toe and nobody deserves this.
No, I'm having to make shoe choices that around really the don't toes. Fit the outfit.
Because I'm not going to do it well. I mean, I can't do it myself well because I have a very unsteady. You can't bend over.
Barely reach them.
I have to sit on the edge of my bathtub and then like.
Is that what you
and
do?
And I'm like, ooh. But I don't have a steady hand. So they look literally like could JB maybe, did
could,
them.
Could he do them?
Maybe.
Could you pay him?
JB, can you come do your mama's toenails?
It's like paint by number, but it's paint.
Well, then I'm not.
Put a number on each one.
I'm not convinced. Are we all good enough friends here to tell y'all this? I'm not convinced there's not. I don't have a little fungus issue on one.
Okay.
Have we ever had one? Do you ever had a fungus? What do we? I don't know about this.
I've had children with fungus on them. It's good times.
Maybe I should have JB doing that. So then there's that.
But you see a podiatrist.
That's the thing about October here. I'm like, no more. I'm out of the spray tan. My legs are just pale and crusty. And
I did pull out the Jergens the other day. I was like, maybe this will help.
It won't.
You know what I'm talking about? The moisturizer that changes color. It didn't.
I'll
wear long dresses.
When I interviewed Max Licata, did I already tell y'all this about Max Licata, who he was telling how he needed an illustration in his sermon the other day? And he goes, and I don't even remember the point, but he said he used his wife's moisturizer, but found out later it was bronzer.
On his face?
On his face. Oh, he goes, Max. It was really something. But
oh, Max. Okay, tell me what's going on in your world. I know you had a trip too. A week-long fall break should be banned.
Okay, a couple
children
things.
Children should not be on.
A week-long fall break. Okay, that's fine, Texas. Then act like fall.
Play along.
Why don't you act like it's fall? Don't give me a week off with my kid. And so we were to the state fair. Yes, we did, and we spent a fortune, I'm sure. But at the end of the
this is my first year in a long time I haven't been,
and I love it.
I was kind of sad yesterday because it was the last day, and I was like, it was beautiful,
beautiful,
and everyone's just home.
And
I thought, why are we not at the fair?
I mean, I went and I looked at
that. Did you eat anything?
Well, I went to the, I looked at the butter sculpture. You know I did because I wanted to see it.
What,
and
what
I,
is it of?
It was like a big hand kind of thing. I don't know. And
wait.
It was a big butter sculpture of a, like a hand closed or something like this. I can't remember.
Of all the things to sculpt?
I'm not sure the butter
How
sculpture.
How big are we talking? As big as a person?
I'd say the torso. Now, someone's
like
listening
a
to this.
3 foot hand.
Okay, maybe it's bigger than that. Maybe like a 5 foot hand.
Made out of butter.
Made of butter. Now, listen, do we think the butter sculptors are the. if any of you are one, but. You're I was going to say the sharpest.
She doesn't want to offend all the butter sculptors out there.
The sharpest knife in the drawer. No pun intended. I don't know. I don't know why I picked
like maybe
a hand.
They have another job and then they butter sculpt on the side.
I don't know. And it's cold. You got to keep the butter cold. Can you imagine?
Like the
hours.
Room is cold?
It's well, they have room? To keep it in a like a cold case.
Yeah. We just said so it's summer. Can you imagine outside? It's like, well, no. There was the butter sculpture. Now a pool. In a
now bath. It's just, does anybody have a biscuit? You
need butter. Everyone dip your biscuit
what
in
would
the
you,
former
What would
sculpture.
You sculpt?
Oh my gosh, a ball? I mean, I don't think
a
I'd,
ball.
I wouldn't be very good. I would just need it. Maybe
no,
a
I'm
square.
Saying, let's say you had the capabilities.
Oh, gosh.
It's like a ball. Nobody's walking into the.
I don't know. I would maybe David. I don't know.
Making a ball.
Something more interesting than a hand like this, like a claw.
It's even funnier, is it? What? Somebody listening to this, a lot of somebody's, Tracy, are like, that's not even what it looked like. Because you know how I'm on a mission. I ran in and I was like, saw it next. I would sculpt, Check. Guys, I would sculpt something like
ask you.
A croc.
A croc? Like a shoe?
Yeah, sure.
Not a crocodile.
No, like a croc.
A croc pot?
For my age, a croc, and I might even put one of those. What do they call them? The things you put in the croc hole?
A gibbet. You put a gibbet in there?
I put a gibbet, and a gibbet of like an A&M gibbet and a UT gibbet for my two older ones, and then a mace gibbet. A pepper spray. Okay, anyway, I went to the fair,
I feel like I need to Google. Sorry, y'all, that I'm on my phone, but I'm going to be Googling.
Please don't be on your phone.
Please don't
There's anything we have learned this week.
I do need to know, did you eat anything there?
Okay, so I had a Fletcher's corn dog with JB, and then I had JB want a funnel cake, got a couple bites of that, but nothing interesting. It was half day ride day, and every ticket's $1, you guys. So the
Do you understand, you have to understand, when she says every ticket's $1, when you go up to the food, how much was a corn dog? How many tickets?
I want to say, because I got two and something else, but I want to say it was like $10.
Ten tickets.
So it's a $10 corn dog. And then you go to the rides, they're $8. But it was half price ride day. And so JB got to ride a bunch of blah, blah. So it was fun. But Mike came at the end. And so I went with a friend and her kids. And so they left. And Mike had come at the end. So we end up leaving a different exit because Mike's like, I walked so far. I think I actually walked to the wrong entrance for where I parked. So I'm like, is this one closer? Yes. We leave. I'd been at the fair 5 to 6 hours walking. Okay.
Gosh.
So I'm just like, we got to get in the
Was
car
it crowded?
And go. Not well, a little bit, but not horribly.
Okay.
We go. Mike's like, I don't know where my car is from here. Like he can't find it. So I'm like, oh, I'm smart. You have low jack on this car. Remember, everybody, the last car was stolen. So this one is LoJack.
No.
That
oh,
way,
no.
If anyone steals it, we apparently can chase them down. I don't know why we have LoJack. But so I go look it up on her phone. Oh, great. So we go straight to the car. You guys, it took us over. We're in like the middle of not even downtown Dallas, but it took us to an overpass. We played Frogger with JB crossing over, trying to get to his car, following this LoJack map. It ends up the car, we can see it, but it's like a 10-foot drop off of, it took us to an overpass. So then we have to walk all the way back. We thought we had another way. We ended up by the dumpsters, flies, disgusting, come back. Finally, we had to go back to where we came from and start over. I bet it was an hour. Then Mike accidentally missed the exit to our house. I was like, oh my gosh, somebody, let's end it all. Like, I cannot. It was so bad.
I cannot. I would be exhausted.
So dead. And then I left the next.
And JB wasn't exhausted.
Well, I mean, by the time, he kept saying, my legs hurt. And then he goes to me, I bet yours really hurt. I was like, okay. Well,
you're like, I'm in training for my half marathon.
I'm sorry. Maybe you don't know, but I.
You've had the energize of corn dogs.
Yeah. Like, oh, I've been fine. I've had a flatulence corn dog.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but okay. But let me fast forward and tell you something else. So then we went to Austin and stayed in Austin, a hotel that JB and I love, and saw Kate, and then drove to San Antonio one day, which is kind of a long drive, actually, from Austin, further than I thought it was. So we went to SeaWorld. And, you know, I
love SeaWorld.
I know, don't you? I mean, I hate a zoo, but I will enjoy those aquatic.
Even though it's really far to walk, talking about walking. Between the different like performances.
Everything is far. Yeah. But you have to watch like the map and catch all of them. So I had been showing JB the sea otter performance on YouTube. So we got to the sea otters. We laughed. And then we went to Shamu, but they don't call them Shamu. Ever since that one started started eating people in the shows. And so I kept referring
what's his
to
new name.
Just killer whales. No, they call them orcas. No, they call them orcas. They do not name them. I mean, you
Are
know
you serious.
You eat one trainer and it everything. I think there's actually two or three.
I can't imagine. They just don't name them?
There's no name. What? Not for the killer whales. And they don't get in the water anymore. They're not in that water. No, no, no. They eat you. They stay on the kind of the side. But anyway, the whales, beautiful. We saw the dolphins. We did. But here's the thing. SeaWorld went and ruined everything when they started putting in rides, like big rides. Well, I don't enjoy the big ride. I'm in my 50s, y'all recall. Yeah. And my stomach doesn't do what it used to do on the big rides. But it's my third child, and it's third child. So you know what I did? And all my friends were like dying laughing. I put him on those big rides. He'll ride anything you let him on, right? Y'all know that. JB.
He loves adventure.
And he's tall enough to ride the things I won't. I put him on there with strangers, and I don't care.
Well, what's going to happen?
I wait in line with him, and then I find the teenage girls, and I'm like, hey, he's going to ride with you. Is that okay? And they're like, sure. And then he rides it. Now, there was the one time that it was like a mom, and her name was Jennifer, and her kids, I don't know where they were, but she had my kid, and she's like, is he going to be okay on it? I'm like, I feel like he will. I don't know, lady. He pepper sprayed my family a week or two ago, so it's up to you to figure this out. But he rode all the rides. I put him on with strangers. We had the grandest time. We came back to town. That was fall break.
I'm tired already.
I'm so tired. It went to Nate Bergazzi. The end. He went to school today. I was like, you must go back. And the weather now it claims fall today.
Today.
I burned my bahunkas off the last October week in the state of Texas.
20th.
But man, I was mom of the year. I was my best self. I mean,
that's amazing.
Self. My best self, y'all.
I wish I would have gone with you. That sounds so fun.
Oh, we would have had some fun.
I loved SeaWorld. One time we got to go to SeaWorld, I had a broken foot. And so I got to have one of those wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah.
So then you get to sit up front.
Yep, you do.
You get to, all the kids pile on the wheelchair so they didn't have to complain about walking. Mm-hmm. That was the best way to do it. That's
one,
the best
one
way to
one little
do it.
Hang up, though, with SeaWorld, I failed to mention. I forgot deodorant.
What?
How, I mean.
Like you forgot that day or you forgot the whole week?
I forgot, that day. But then I get back to the hotel and realize, no, I didn't forget that day. I didn't bring it. Now, the people of SeaWorld, I would like to apologize on behalf of the Yanoff family, really just myself, to the people of San Antonio. It's hot.
It's so – it's I'm menopausal. If y'all don't know geography of Texas, it goes Dallas, and you go more south. You got Waco. You go more south. You got Austin. You go more south. You go San Antonio. I mean, you're almost to Mexico.
Yeah. It wasn't good. I smelled like
oh my goodness.
I smelled like, I don't know if you know this, you have boys, when you pick them up from football practice and it smells like a cheeseburger in your car.
Yeah.
I smelled like the cheeseburger.
You were a cheeseburger.
It was disgusting. And Jamie,
and it wasn't because you were wearing natural.
No. Gosh, no. Like, and you know what? All you out
that's
there.
Probably what people thought. She needs
they're
to
like,
stop.
She's wearing Toms. Is that what it is? That Target? Yeah. Whatever. I'll be like, no, I'm wearing nothing.
With the
I don't
natural.
Know if I think I'm Matthew McConaughey over here. Yeah. You know, he claims he doesn't wear. Anyway, I didn't wear deodorant, and I don't think that went well for anybody. The end.
The good news is you weren't on the rides with people, so your stench wasn't flowing back in the rides. You'll never see those people again. Yeah, I'm impressed. I mean, at your age.
No, uh-uh. To be doing no, this. Ma'am.
Do you know what's also fun about fall?
What's that?
All the delicious flavors, you know, and now that it's cool, like a good comforting meal.
Yes.
But I don't want to plan it.
Well, it's not. Yeah. And it's not as hot. Like once it starts cooling off, I don't mind being in the kitchen and better taste, all things. But I don't want to plan it either. I want someone to do that. The heavy lifting for me.
Figure out what I'm making for dinner. And give me all the instructions and give me the grocery list. And y'all are in luck because we've found someone who does that for you.
Prep dish. We love them. We love all the ideas. We love how easy they make it.
And I was just pulling up week 4's meal plan, and Allison sent out great options if you're gluten-free, paleo, low-carb, super fast.
Which one should we do? Let's look at one. What do you want to look at? Should we go low-carb?
Low-carb.
Let's go low-carb because, listen, the other thing is you wear jeans in the winter. We need our jeans looking decent. So what can we have low-carb?
It looks like there's lemon garlic baked salmon with roasted Brussels sprouts. Yum. And bacon. Yes, please.
Maple mustard chicken, pesto pork chops.
The herbed butter steak bites. That would be a big hit with my boys.
With cheesy cauliflower. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah. That sounds so good.
Do you think Allison could cook this for me too?
Well, what's great is she does give you the grocery list and a link to Instacart if you just want somebody else to shop for you too. And then she has an option where you could prep it all in a day. So then it's ready the night of and you can just make it really quickly. She even gives you all the nutrition facts, you know, how much protein is in this meal, how many carbs are in this meal, which, you know, low carb, you're trying to look at that.
I love it.
I think it's great. And what's really great is we have a deal for you if you want to try it out.
And we would love you to, because you know what? You can support us by supporting our precious sponsor.
Yeah.
So you can do that by doing what, Heather?
They're offering you 2 weeks for free. All you have to do is go to prepdish.com/sidetracked and you sign up. So prepdish.com/sidetracked. I do. I have a couple like showing my age stories.
Okay.
Bruce's age. There was a morning a couple weeks ago where I finally have two boys that go to the same high school and they fortunately ride together to school. But they were going to be very late to school because my oldest of those two couldn't find his phone. Couldn't find his phone.
Didn't that make us feel better?
We're all looking everywhere.
Can't you hit the thing?
We're trying. He's not on the Find My. We're like, we got to fix that.
Yeah.
We are looking for like 20 minutes.
It's in his pocket.
Nope. It's in Bruce's pocket.
We're so old.
Bruce had seen it in the laundry room, just assumed it was his, picks it up, puts it in his pocket.
No. It's so bad.
My story of being kind of old at this stage is I don't have to do normal carpool very often because he's in sports, but I was in the normal carpool line. I'm like, oh, I've got probably about 10 minutes till my turn. You know, there's lanes and lanes of people. Yeah. I'm just going to close my eyes for a little bit.
Oh, no. No, I always think this is going to happen to me.
I was having dreams. It was
so, I was dreaming about Oprah. Cynthia.
Sidetracked. I was so having dreams, and all of a sudden I hear this honking.
No.
I was full. I was so out. It was amazing.
And I can only imagine
people looking over and being like, she is.
How far was the car in front of you?
Okay. Praise the Lord. I was very far back in my lane. And so by the time I heard the honking, woke up, realized, put it in drive.
Wiped the drool off my face.
I caught up to them and I rolled down the window to the teacher I know, the history teacher. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And if I don't go, he has to walk all the way back and like knock on my window. So and so I said, thankfully, I woke up, but I just was really asleep. And he goes, oh, good. You know, he was so nice. And I thought, oh, my gosh.
Another decade on you and people are going to think you're dead. They're going to like, we're getting to that age where they're like, oh, she's stroked out.
She did.
When I went to Nate Bargatze the other
night. Oh, I'm so jealous. Gosh, I feel like everybody went.
Everybody in the world went because he sold out 3 stinking
huge
arena shows.
That's a huge arena.
Yeah. And here's the thing. He said so much is funny. But he said, talking about how as our parents are aging and how they fall. And they're like, here's the deal that our parents need to know. You can fall all you want, but when your kids have come over to your house, don't you trip. Don't you run into a side table. Don't you fall. They will put you in a home. And I was like, totally. And that's what our kids are. Don't you put a phone in your pocket, Dad? Don't you fall asleep at carpool?
I mean, it's so true.
Kate always tells me too. She's like, I'm gonna skimp when it comes to the nursing home.
No, Kate.
She's like, I want you to know, up front while you're still with it, that I'm not going to the nicest. That I'm not gonna do that for you. I'm skimping because of all the times that you wouldn't buy me the Lulu or the whatever. She's like, no name brand clothes, no name brand
nursing home. Oh, but you loved it.
Yes.
And you didn't, you told me twice, you texted me and said, I didn't once say I could do that.
Mike told me, he's like, I'm giving you these tickets, but you may not say I can do that the whole time. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think I can do it. He had something going there. And it's men, I mean, it's women, it's young, it's old.
How many people were there?
I mean, I don't know, but more than saw that butter sculpture. No, you know what? I'll carve a Nate Bargatze. He was that good.
That's what I
You guys, mean. It was, I used to think he was kind of funny, and I think he's getting funnier. And even the opening acts were hilarious.
I heard that they kind of gave the people in the front a hard time.
About oh, yeah.
The rich people being in
the seats. The rich people in the front. And one, so this one guy, they're like, what do you do for a living? And they're kind of making, one of them was a lawyer. They're making fun of him. But the other one, this guy goes, I'm in finance. He goes, okay. He's like, well, that's the first problem. You call it finance. Those people up there, he's pointing to the rafters. Those people up there, they call it finance. That's what normal people do. I was like rolling. It was like his opening act.
But. Oh, I was glad that guy wasn't there because, you know, we saw him. Someone gave us tickets and it was second row.
Must.
I know. But I would have been nice. Like, no, we got these for free. I didn't pay for these. You know, but yes. But I felt when we saw it. He's one person, and there are hundreds of thousands. I'm terrible with numbers, but I'm guessing hundreds of thousands of people. And he keeps them all engaged.
All engaged the whole time. I mean,
this isn't like a basketball game. This isn't like there's lots going on. This is one person talking, and you have all of their attention, and you have them all laughing. Like,
and it's the powerful. Simple stuff. And he's not raunchy.
No. I mean, he memorizes the whole thing. That's impressive too to me.
Yeah, I did wonder. I mean, I guess it's all memories. I wondered if he had like, because there's screens at the bottom. Did he have just like bullet points?
What he has, I saw it when we were there, is a piece of paper, and it's almost like it says this story, like dead horse story.
Where is it? Where's like, the piece of paper?
Taped on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Or like maybe for that, like maybe it's.
Yeah. It was so good.
And he just knows how it rolls into the next one. I just can't even imagine. Super impressive.
I could.
You cannot do it.
I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can Don't I tell you one it. Other funny thing? Yeah. Is that so? You know, Candace Cameron Bure was on my podcast. Yes. You know, everyone Heather was on hers, which is a huge deal when her last book came out. And
yada yada.
I mean, big deal. And okay, so she was on my podcast, not as big of a deal, but still big deal because she's awesome, great. And she's so lovely.
She's so kind. She hearted my University of Texas. Like she messaged me. She goes, "Oh my gosh, this is so cute with us." Because Quaid and Bruce had matching overalls.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Candace. No,
she's so sweet.
She is. So she was on my podcast, and she was so lovely and so much fun. And so when the social media on it came out, when Kate put out the reel on my social
like
media.
Like a little clip.
Yeah. The reel. So then Candace shares it on hers, too, which is beyond.
How many millions?
I mean so, I mean, at somewhere about 100,000 views. Somebody commented.
You start getting the people out of the woodwork.
You get the people. Like, you got to, if you're going to be in the kitchen, you got to take the heat. And someone put, get Botox. Your forehead's full of wrinkles.
No.
Well.
I'm looking at your forehead right now. It is not full of wrinkles.
And we know it's directed at me, not her. Because I don't know if you've seen Candace's forehead. Candace looks fabulous, okay?
I can have wrinkles if I want to.
Help but laughing. I'm like, that's what you're worried about? Like, I thought it was a compliment. There's 1,000 other things that I could point to be like, I was like, you're worried about the wrinkles on my forehead. So I laughed really hard at that. And then there is another one, but because it might be slightly political. So I'm going to put on super trackers, but I got another insult that was literally at Cynthia Yanoff.
And like then they called you out.
They called me out.
In the same reel?
Yes. And it says whole blurb. I'll tell you in super trackers.
Oh my
but
gosh.
Anyway,
this is what happens when you get more crazy.
You get the more crazy. And I want to be like,
criticism.
Listen, lady, I realize that there is a wrinkle or many on my forehead, but I didn't wear deodorant to SeaWorld.
you're knocking people out with your stench.
And then last thing, and I know we got to get our stuff. Last thing. So I locked the keys to my new car in my car last night.
Oh, no.
Oh. How does that happen?
Well, it's like what happened to the post office lady that I had to drive her all the way to. It happens. Yeah. She did it with it turned on.
Okay, well, I would like to believe that my car's a little higher tech than the post office mobile, but thank you for the comparison.
Well, I do think those newer cars, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. You're like, why are you locking the door when I'm – why are you locking the door?
Why are you locking – don't be stupid. The key's in it. Door. Yeah. And like, you know what's it called when you run your vacuum and it can't run over its own cord?
Oh, really?
It can't suck up its cord. There's some name for that.
Really?
I want to say
like mine can.
No, it can't. No. I want to say anti-nepotism, but that feels wrong.
That's right. That's right. You guys learned it here.
You're welcome.
You're learning all kinds of things today.
Well, that's the same thing with your car. And so I leave my key in my car, in my garage all the time.
Do not say that on a public
cast. I don't now.
Okay, because if randos on Snapchat can figure out where we live and deliver 10 pizzas, they're going to figure out where you live and they're going to go to your garage and get your key.
Well, I wish they would deliver pizzas.
Okay.
So I am trying AAA last night and it's like technical difficulties. I can't get anything to go through. Nothing works. You told me there's been an internet breakage of some sort. Yeah, maybe they
apparently
the AAA, you know, they went down, that crusty old organization.
They're probably on AWS. I don't know.
What's AWS?
That's the network.
Okay. So anyway, we have to call a locksmith and it's just, it's the whole.
At night?
Oh, it's like, well, I figured out about 7 at night. At 9:30 or 10 last night, Mike's like, are you going to, like, or should we deal with this? Because I have to, Mike's set for trial. I can't help you tomorrow. And that kid needs to go to school. And I was like, oh, yeah. And so I start calling locksmith and you get the ones that are like, I can't tell you until I see the car. I mean, it'll be under 500. I'm like, what? No. What? I don't really know that why that voice was that, by the way. That was free. That's
your locksmith.
And then
you should do what Nate does. You have great voices.
Yeah. Thank you. So then I call 3 or 4, finally found one that's like, yeah, it's a blah, blah, car, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, no problem. It'll be $99 flat fee. I'm like, okay. Oh,
that's 99 is way better than 500.
So he comes. If it took 10 seconds, I'd be shocked. Comes in, open it, done. Okay. I'm like, thank you, Mordecai. Thank you, Mordecai, for the help. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming in my garage.
His actual name.
Yeah. Don't steal my husband's truck. Not that I think you would, but everyone steals my husband's truck. And I just watched you unlock a car in 22 seconds. I'm like, wow. Okay. So Mordecai leaves. And this is what Mike Yanoff says. We're walking inside and Mike Yanoff goes, hey, I don't feel bad about that. Not a big deal. To which I look over him. I go, I didn't, bro. You just had our water shut off. Like, I locked my keys in my car.
He's like, I haven't felt really bad. I don't feel bad at all.
It was a sweet gesture, but he's like, you don't need to feel bad about that. I'm like, I don't water. And he goes,
water bill.
Yeah. He goes, well, the water didn't like impact people like you not having a car. And I go, oh, it only impacted people that needed to pee, poop, wash their hands.
Brush their teeth. You don't wash your face, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That was fine on that.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to get sidetracked?
Sure.
I mean, we've already been sidetracked, but like by some things.
Yeah, what you got?
Okay. Y'all, I know I have screens in. I'm not on Instagram, but I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm very sidetracked by this account. It's the Seattle Hand Doc.
Seattle, wait, that sounds
hand doc. Like he does surgery on hands, oh, like an orthopedic.
A doctor of hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But.
Oh, he would like the butter sculpture.
He would.
Maybe he did it.
He could have.
Okay.
His wife apparently is a professional chef, but they are the cutest stinking thing. And they have teenagers. They have one in college. And the food that they cook a ton of it because they have a lot of teenagers. But they do it together. They're so cute. Mm. And then I made 3 of the things.
They're good.
I made crunch wraps, like the Taco Bell crunch wraps. I made those twice last week. Big hit. I made a chicken dish that was like a coconut rice chicken. Not as big a hit, but I thought it was delicious. And then it was like a pasta with steak.
Yeah.
So good.
Are you going to link these so we can make them?
I'm going to link them. But okay. I think they're adorable. I think it's real cute because the couple will like kiss each other and they're working together. And I just think when you have teenagers, it's hard to be happy and married. And they're a good example.
Do you guys kiss each other in front of your teenage kids?
They tell us to stop.
Who told you to stop?
My kids. I mean, we do. I think we kissed each other the other day and they were like, if you keep kissing each other, I'm going to throw something at you. And then we
like, I'm going to work or like,
no,
let's have a moment.
We were having a moment.
He's handsy.
No, I mean, he's like all over.
Oh, now she's rubbing my butt. Thank you.
all the time.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And I know. How much therapy for the kids?
I mean, only one's in therapy right now.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
But he's probably going to be the healthiest. I think we all should be.
Touching each other?
No, I'll be in therapy.
Oh. I was like, okay, sidetrackers, whatever you're called. Yeah.
Okay, what are you sidetracked by?
Okay, mine's kind of boring unless you guys are interested in doing anything. I redid Kate's.
Doing anything.
Not like that. I just redid Kate's bedroom bathroom. And I told you I did Brett's too before they came home from college. And I want to talk to you quickly about Kate's. I got her the cutest knobs you have ever seen for the counter.
Sounds
I know.
So bad.
Why? Is knobs dirty? Not Heather. Gosh, we've moved on from all the PDA with you and Bruce.
Okay.
The cutest knobs are scalloped. They are
Wait, this
knobs are like mother of pearl.
The knobs are scalloped?
Yes. And oh, that's then cute. I got a scalloped gold mirror and I took out that big, you know, the big, huge contractor mirror that they put in houses. We took it out and put in a cute mirror and then these knobs. And I'm telling you what, I painted, you know, a little bit of her cabinet myself, but you put new knobs on something. Now I can't stop thinking about boobs because you said that and pointed. But if you put new knobs on something, whether that be on yourself or a cabinet, it is a game changer. And so I say I will link them, but the scalloped mirror and the little knobs.
I might get the scalloped mirror for down here in the bathroom. I really want one.
I mean, it's so pretty and it's girly. So it's not for everybody, but that's my first thing I'm sidetracked by.
Okay. Well, the next one is really inappropriate, but I feel like it's, again, something on social that everybody is talking about. And given the fact that you have given me a hard time and we've talked about shave or no shave.
The pars?
Have you seen the Skims thing that everybody's talking about?
No, what happened? No.
Do you know Skims?
Like Kardashian.
You know her company.
Which one?
And normally, like I have the Skims pajamas and they're super comfortable.
Which Kardashian is it? I forget. Oh, Tracy knows. Okay. I think it's Kourtney.
Really? I don't know. Kim.
You think it's Kim?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Kim. Okay. So we know it's a trend. The shaving was a trend.
Mm-hmm.
You would say it's just normal, but I would think it's a trend with the girls. Well,
wait, I would say it's normal?
Yeah.
Why?
You would tell me that everyone should shave.
The bits and pieces?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So Kim and her team created, and someone called it a merkin, like a wig with...
What
is
happening?
It is a thong that you wear, and it has hair on the outside of it. And to me, it reminds me, do you remember the Dr. Seuss? The Sneetches? Do you remember the Dr. Seuss story, the Sneetches?
No.
And some Sneetches have stars and there's the no star Sneetches.
Okay.
And the star Sneetches treat the no star Sneetch. It's hard to say. And everybody wants a star. And so they have this machine that you can get a star. And then it's like, no, now no stars are popular. So everybody gets a machine that they take the stars off. It feels like that. Like, let's sell razors. And now let's sell underwear that has the...
Can someone tell the Kardashian you just stopped shaving? You don't have to buy a product.
Well, here's a bigger deal. Sold out. They're sold out.
Okay, so is it like when you get the, like when you go to the Alamo and they have the furry tail thing you put on your kid? Or like
that.
Is it that? Only it's mm-hmm. in the front. Is this what, mm-hmm. what America mm-hmm. is wrong with you?
I felt like I saw enough reels that I was like,
oh, she's showing me now. You know, guys, this is like when we Googled married sex. I'm getting ready to see all kinds of things I don't need to be seeing.
It's barely their thongs with a variety of hair textures.
Hold on. Go back up. I need to see this closer.
No, you don't. You don't want to see it closer. Oh, they blurred it out.
Why would they blur it out? It's
well,
not
I
the
feel
actual...
like I need you to oh, there you go.
Okay, I see just oh god.
It's Skims.
And it's different colors.
It's Kim Kardashian. Like, yeah, different hair colors. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have to highlight that thing? I wonder. I mean, I don't know. What? Do they make it with some gray mixed in?
I don't know, y'all. Exactly. That's what I saw somebody post. Like, she's like, what about for us ladies? And so she created her own. You know that Peaches lady who always makes fashion?
Yeah.
She's funny.
All right, wait. Can I ask one more question about this?
So I've been
so
sidetracked
confused.
By that.
I'm so confused.
It's so confusing.
Do you wear this? Okay. It's a thong. So it's an underwear product.
Yeah.
And do you wear this just like in the boudoir?
I don't understand it at
Is it
all.
A boudoir thing? Or is it like I have to go to the bathroom and I'm in public.
I don't understand any of it.
Did you ever go to the bathroom with your kids and are little and you had to go and then you realize they make an observation at some point and you're like, nope, that's over. You no longer come in the stall.
You're no longer invited.
Okay.
I would tell them, turn around, face the door.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, well, that's what I'm sidetracked
that
by.
Really, if who y'all, even cares anymore?
But
what
some
I am.
People, I bet Tracy knew about it, and I feel like if as a sidetracked community, we've talked about that area many times before. If we did not address the cultural phenomenon of merkins,
so why is it called merkins? What's that stand for?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay, can you click on the next one, the rug one? Speaking of rug, this one. Okay, so when I did Kate's room, I found the cutest little Amazon rug. I think y'all need to take a look at. It's really cute, and I also found matching artwork to go with it, which I didn't. That's not on my list today, but it's really cute. I just wanted I wanted to get your impression when you see it.
Oh, that's adorable!
Isn't it cute?
It's really
it's pinks
cute.
And greens, and
it's like kind of like a garden. look. There's palm kind of
abstract botanical that print abstract. Indoor rug for kitchen, entry, laundry, dining room. It's really cute. So, and I got a matching art. So the rug is the second one. And it isn't, I think I got the like a medium size. I mean, it's for a bedroom. And I think I paid $45 or $50 and it's washable.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. That's my, sorry, I took a drink of my beer.
That's not your beer.
That's where I call my Diet Dr. Pepper. I had a drink of my beer. Anyway, I really like it. I think it's so cute. So that's my second little decorator thing that I thought was cute. And do you just want me to give my last one?
Yeah, give your last one.
Okay. And then my last one is the pillows I bought for her bed, like throw pillows. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. I got some just normal ones, but these are textured and they're like lumbar. They're darling. So if anybody's working on a guest bedroom or a teen room or whatever, knobs, mirror, rug.
She's got you covered.
I've got you covered. Okay. That's
kind of like Ken does. Got you covered.
Nope. No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to share. I have been sidetracked by this show. And again, when we share shows, movies, books, we may not agree with every single thing that is in the show.
I.e., she's giving you something trashy.
It's not totally trashy, I can imagine.
The Bible app.
Well, I can imagine there is some content that, like, I'm. Anyway, this is just the world we live in. But it's Kristen Wiig, and she's so, so great in it. Carol Burnett is in it.
I thought she was dead.
I did too. And in this show, she's in a hospital bed, and she's
maybe she is
comatose. Anyway,
does she talk? Maybe she is dead.
So far, the only scene where she's talked, she's mumbling, and it is so funny. She is so funny. Still, she still got it. She's the original.
She's got to be 110.
Now I'm going to have to Google. She's amazing. Heather's
looking at her phone.
I know. I'm looking at my phone. The show is called Palm Royale.
Okay. I've heard of it.
And it's on Apple TV.
Okay.
Anywho, I've been enjoying it. It's one of those shows that I turn on when I'm like going to, you know, clean out the garage, which I'm not. But, you know, if I'm doing an activity and I want to have a show on.
It never occurs to me to put a show on during this. Isn't that funny? I should.
Uh-huh. It's so great. It makes the job. I cleaned out my closet. And I turned on the show and it was great. I got so much done.
I listen to podcasts, I guess, sometimes.
Same deal. Okay, we're going to go to Super Trackers because this is long. But you all said you like long.
I know. You said you like a long show.
Okay, you
and
do.
And so we've got, what are we doing on Super?
It's somebody's birthday. Woo, woo. So we got a big surprise. So we got to get going because we got, who knows? Maybe there's a surprise guest.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No.
Oh, there's not? Oh, that was a real
Joanna Gaines.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
I wanted to so bad.
Would I be starstruck if she ever got
on? I was like, how do I celebrate Cynthia? And I thought, oh my gosh, if I could get Joanna on.
You can't.
I mean, I saw one of her friends at Homecoming Pictures a couple weeks ago.
How do you know?
I know that she knows her. I know it. They went to Baylor together.
I know somebody. I went to Baylor with her. I know. I feel like somebody on here knows her and is not doing their job for us.
Well, I'm sure it's awkward if you actually know her. You actually know how often she gets hit up to be on things, to do things. Don't say hit up.
Okay.
I feel like it's kind of, I don't know. If when you really, really know someone, you know how often they get asked and you don't want to abuse that relationship.
People are like, can you get me to Heather? I'm like, no. Oh,
do we need to mention in this that we're going to, or is it already sold out? Yeah, they don't want us to. We're speaking together in Dallas at a local church, but.
I don't know that it's sold out. I will tell you just in case. It's at Park City's Baptist on, what's the date?
November 6th.
November 6th.
It's in a come.
And adore him.
No.
Oh, that's a Christmas carol, I think.
No, it was a, shoot.
It's you can go
come
on.
Come to the table. Come to the table.
Park City's Baptist Church, November what?
November 6th, 5:45 p.m.
And they're decorating tables in Dallas. It's supposed to be really awesome.
It's supposed to be really delicious.
Okay, jump on there.
And good.
And we're going to talk about Vegas. That's this weekend with Mike. And what else? Birthday surprise.
I have to finish my Snapchat story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Bye, see guys. You over there. Bye. Oh, y'all knew how to sign up for Super Trackers?
Oh, yeah.
You've got it memorized.
Sidetrack. Every time I still have to think about it every time. Sidetrack.supercast.com.
Yep. Sidetrack past
tense. See ya there.
Okay, bye.